KGNU continues its commitment to covering local elections with a series of candidate forums for the Boulder Valley School District Board of Directors. Today, we welcome three candidates. Joining us in the studio, we have Raj Rawat, Dean Vlachos, and joining us by phone, we have Donna Myers. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
As we do in these forums, we'll give everybody 1 minute for an opening statement. We'll start with Raj. Go ahead.
Thank you, Maeve. First of all, I'm a little confused. I thought Dean was Dean Vlachos, as in Greek, versus Dean Vlachos, as in Spanish. So it's good to know the right pronunciation of Dean's name. You know, I'm running because I'm an immigrant who wants to uplift our American schools. I want to put energy back into our schools because this is what America did to a immigrant coming from India. I had mentors. They were Christians. They were Jews. They were blacks. And they were whites. And they gave me 20 years of an amazing run to do impossible projects in Xerox and IBM. Then I consulted with companies all over the world. My children own a beverage company that we own 100%. I have a patent on technology that people want. This is the kind of innovation that I'd like to see. And this innovation doesn't come by building schools, the millions of dollars of school buildings. This kind of innovation comes for people who study under streetlights. And they are the ones that are helicoptering in into our postdocs and into our most innovative jobs. So it's the spirits that I'd like to bring to American schools. That's why I'm running.
That is Raj Rawat, who is a candidate for Boulder Valley School Board. I'll go next to Donna Myers. You have a minute for, what's your opening statement, please?
Hi, and thank you for having me here. And I also appreciate the correct pronunciation of Dean's name. I retired in May from teaching in the district for many years. I've been an educator my entire life. When I retired, I knew I had a wealth of knowledge and experience and expertise that I could use and contribute to this board, offering a needed perspective from an educator's point of view. I've been inside the district. In fact, I'm good at moving students towards successful outcomes. I've been awarded many awards for my contribution to students, but I've also the district acknowledged me, and in my last assignments, I was hired to work with all the teachers with students with special needs in the middle school and high school, helping them to write education plans that led our students to successful outcomes. I know that I have what it takes to offer a new perspective to this board. It's time that the board has an educator on it that has been raised in our district, and not only put my children through our district and they're out in the world successfully, but I've also put our students, your students, in successful outcomes. I love running into the students throughout the community that are always thanking me for how I help them to achieve successful outcomes. And I have teachers in the district that have said, Donna, you should think about the school board. I thought about it. It wasn't a planned move on anyone's part. About July came and I thought, I'm going to do this because it's a needed transition for us in our community.
That's Donna Myers, who is a candidate for the Boulder Valley School District. We'll go back to our in-studio candidates and welcome Dean Vlachos. And you are invited now to make an opening statement.
Thank you, Maeve. And I appreciate my friends here, Raj and Donna, for the correct pronunciation of my name, which is Greek. And as part of being Greek is the importance of education that I've seen in my family all my life, too. As coming from a family of educators in the universities, as well as having two kids that made it through, basically, the BVSD school system, a wife who currently is a teacher in the BVSD school system, I've seen that importance of education. And now at this point in my life, I think it's time to give back to this community, to the students, and to the teachers. And so I am approaching the school board as basically a member to serve the community and reflect their values in that respect. I don't have a single agenda item or any unique issue or interest that I'm wanting to promote through, but want to provide a balanced, open-minded type of approach where we emphasize things that work well in this district and perhaps take a look at things that aren't fixed. I'm not a teacher. I'm an environmental engineer, but I think I have the skills and budgets and policies and employees that can transfer quite wisely. Thank you.
That's Dean Vlahos, who is a candidate for Boulder Valley School District. And we'll switch up the order a little bit. And I'm going to ask each candidate to identify three priorities that you would have as a school board member. And we'll go to Donna Myers. What are your three priorities?
Well, I saw your question ahead of time, and I thought about this, and I thought there's several priorities in our district, and I'll try to concentrate on three, but some that I see as priorities are addressing our achievement gap. I also see budget sustainability, data privacy and internet safety, and hiring a new superintendent. But I can wrap so many of them up and talk about closing that achievement gap because it encompasses many of the other priorities we have. We need to get a superintendent in that sets this as a priority, closing that achievement gap that we have. We must evaluate our district by how those most in need economically and culturally are doing. The great students, they're doing great, but what we need to focus on is how we're going to close that gap with those that have more needs. We have to manage our budget so that we can provide necessary resources to our teachers so that they can meet the needs of our lowest performing students and ultimately close that gap. With that said, we have to also concentrate on appropriate assessments that don't delay interventions necessary to narrow that achievement gap. Currently, we have some formative and summative assessments, but we must have a common district-wide assessment where we have regular, consistent, reliable, and valid results. So we need to know for sure district-wide if our interventions are working, and if not, we need to adjust instruction. So I guess I could say on my three priorities, it's hiring a superintendent that's on board with that, creating that budget sustainability, and focusing on narrowing that achievement gap that currently exists that we're not closing, and we haven't been closing over the past several years. So with that said, I'll let the others answer that question.
That's Donna Myers, who is a candidate for the Boulder Valley School District, one of our candidates joining us for our forum here on KGNU. We'll go next to Dean Vlahos. What would your three priorities be if you were serving on the Boulder Valley School District Board of Directors?
Well, not surprisingly, due to the conditions of the school system and what's happening in the board right now, a couple of those priorities are very similar to Donna's. Obviously, the superintendent search, which is going to be happening this fall, is a key immediate need. Second would be, not in terms of the achievement gap, yes, that exists and is a critical part to address and how we want to do that. A third one, though, I'd like to also consider is the promotion of the career and technical education programs within Boulder Valley and how that's going to be addressing what students will be needing once they graduate from high school. So in regards to the superintendent search, I think many of the listeners here saw what happened last spring with the current superintendent at that time. And one of the voices that was being heard quite nicely is to say, we need to be involved. We need to be engaged. The community needs to understand and the board needs to be accountable, clear and transparent on that process for picking the new superintendent. And that's something I would definitely want to promote as we pick this person. And we need to do our homework. We need to understand how they are the best fit for this district and to meet the needs of the diverse range of students and teachers and the future problems and issues that will be coming up. The second issue in terms of the achievement gap, we hear about underserved students a lot, Maeve, but I think let's take a look at that word. Is it underserved or is it maybe not using the most efficient resources of the services that are already provided? The schools provide these services, but sometimes the students don't get those. And questions arise such as, you know, why for English language learners, for example, something that maybe should take a short amount of time, why is it stretching over 10 years before some of these students get into high school, where they should be taking off from that instead of looking at still basic instructional needs? That needs to be addressed in that that response. The students need to get to high school being able to read, write, and do their mathematics at that time so they can progress from that stage. Achievement gap, we need to be careful about one thing. There's two ways to solve it. We either bring the top down or we bring the bottom up. And as a community, what are we going to do? I mean, how are we going to approach that? We cannot have the students at the top suffer with that. We need to look at ways to bring that bottom up. Third is my desire to promote technical education. We hear now in our economy that we need folks. We don't know what the jobs are going to be in 20 years from now. We need to have the, especially in my background in the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, we need to have the flexibility to engage those students that are technically driven. We have some beautiful programs that are set up not only at the Arapahoe campus, but within the individual high schools and middle schools themselves. That needs to be further progressed, I think, down the road. I think it's valuable for our society. We need to make sure that we maintain a livable society, and these folks that want to have other options besides college or military, through trades, through engineering, through computer science, let's make those more available to the students for their opportunities.
That's Dean Vlahos, one of the candidates seeking your vote in the Boulder Valley School District Board of Director elections. We'll go next to Raj Rawat. If you could identify your three priorities.
Thank you, Maeve. I think we're doing education wrong. Okay, and I wrote about it. I wrote about it in a book that's called Find Your Everest Before Someone Chooses It For You. And I wrote it with my children who are both in medical school. They're BVSD kids. The reason why we're doing it wrong is, again, we're investing in facilities and not in individuals that power, that create the spirit for schools. Let me tell you the first one. People who make schools happen are teachers. The first thing we need to do is make teachers' lives worry-free. Give them peace of mind that their needs will be met, that they can afford safe homes and great education for their children. Train them to be on the cutting edge of their subject. Give them the time and the tools so that they can experiment outside. Why shouldn't teachers be starting startups? Why shouldn't they be building the businesses that they're preparing their students to do, but they don't have the time, energy, or the tools or resources to do? So free the teachers up. Give them the energy. Give them the space to be who they can be. Teachers do God's work. They architect our children's character. They shape their lives. So let's first nurture teachers so that teachers can then appropriately nurture our children. Second, we put all kinds of stresses on students, particularly grades. For God's sake, take that stress away. Inspire them to excellence, because that's what they're gonna need tomorrow to compete in a global world that's increasingly going automated. So train them. Train them so they know first who they are. They should understand what works for them when they shine, what's really the thing that ignites that spark for curiosity, for progress. If we teach them grades, we essentially teach them how to climb one particular trail. Instead, if we bring them back and we train them on becoming strong, upper body strength, great stamina, we train them to climb the Everest. So let's give them the inspiration so they will have their goals. Without goals, they don't learn tools. We can give them great tools, but they have no motivation to learn. So that's the second part. Finally, the third part is about making schools safe for all, including the LGBTQ plus community. Schools should be safe zones where everybody is curious, learning, inspired, outgoing, spontaneous. That's what we need in our schools. First, inspire teachers, protected and promoted. Second, students inspired to learn themselves first so they can learn what they need to learn to climb their Everest. And three, make the schools the free, safe zones that they need to have to flourish.
That's Raj Rawat, who is one of the candidates seeking your vote in the upcoming elections for the Boulder Valley School District. Next, I'm going to ask the candidates to answer some questions and how they would react as school board members. And I'll ask you if you can keep your answer to a minute or less. And we'll start this time with Raj. What is your position on the use of school vouchers in public education?
Look, I'm an immigrant. I love this country because it's a democratic nation. Our taxes fund public schools, and public schools don't have a choice to pick and choose which student's going to come in. Public schools take in everyone. And we have the best public school education in the world. My children went to BVSD, and then they went to University of California at Berkeley, both of them public schools. Now they're doing medicine, and that's happening in a private institution. But if we take away the opportunity to fund the public schools where we provide equal ladders for all to rise, we suboptimize our community. And that, to me, is a no start to begin with.
So just to clarify, you are against the use of school vouchers.
Exactly.
Donna Mars, I'll ask you, what is your position on school vouchers and public education?
Yes, and I can also say I'm against the vouchers. I think vouchers divert public money to unaccountable private schools. They pull the tax dollars from our public ed institution, and that impacts our local budgets and takes away the needed money that we need for our resources to pay our teachers, to work with the students. The vouchers do not improve student academic performance. It's been shown that. And sad thing is, vouchers don't improve opportunities for children from low-income families. Many times those families, if they're granted vouchers, they still can't use them because they cannot afford other costs associated with those private schools, such as uniforms, transportation, the rest of the tuition that it costs, the books, and other supplies. Vouchers don't save the taxpayers' money, and vouchers do not increase educational choice. Private schools ultimately decide whether or not to admit a student. So I don't feel that, as you can sum me up as saying, no, vouchers are not the way our school system needs to go.
Dean Vlahos, your position on the use of school vouchers.
Well, I think I'll make it a 3-for-3 here on against vouchers. And I'm thinking of this a little bit more directly towards BVSD, is given the quality and the parity of the schools that we've seen within this district here, I don't see the need at all to implement the use of the vouchers for private school tuition. There are opportunities right now where students or parents, they want to seek attendance outside of their immediate local neighborhood school. There's open enrollment procedures to do that and exist for choice of either other neighborhood schools or charter schools. There are some options available to customize, I guess you might say, their beliefs towards their educations. And students and parents can, of course, freely choose to attend a private school. But, you know, if they that should not be done at the taxpayers' expense, like my friends here were saying. You know, our financial resources within the district, they're limited. And the schools already administrated and controlled by BVSD, they need to make sure that those funds are allocated equitably. So the bottom line is flat out, vouchers are not necessary, and nor are they equitable for this district.
Well, we're going to ask the next question. We'll start this time with Donna Myers. BVSD saw a high opt-out rate for standardized tests. Now, given that puts you in conflict with state mandates, how would you address that as a board member?
Well, over the years, being a classroom teacher, I've had to give those standardized tests. And it's sad that the state has changed the tests on us over the years. We've gone from CSAP to TCAP to PARC to with CMAS. And when we start changing those norms, we can't even compare the results. So I can see why parents oftentimes want to opt out. The whole atmosphere of the school building changes. I have to walk the aisles making sure that all protocol is followed. We have people peeking their heads in our classrooms, making sure all protocol is followed, so kids are very stressed. And when I gave the test, I was in a class of newcomers, people new culturally to our district. They didn't have the background knowledge. They sat there very nervous taking the test, which they find out the results 6 months later. We can't even change interventions 6 months later. We're already on a course of what we've supplied for our students, and we don't get the feedback, the data, as consistently as we need. We need to be, I know we're going to have to give standardized tests, but what we need to focus on in our district is a common set of assessments that go school to school so we can see what our students are doing and how to change those interventions. I liked what Dr. Haddad had to say, and I'll almost quote him when I say that the purpose of a standardized test can't be to avoid penalties, by the federal government, but we should concentrate to create a system based on integrity that holds schools and districts accountable, yet in a fair to all manner. I know we're going to have those tests, but we have to come up with a way to make those tests less grueling, that they don't chew up class instructional time, and they don't cause students and parents to become so stressed about this.
That's Donna Myers. We'll go next to Dean Vlahos. As a school board member, how would you deal with the standardized test issue?
You know, reading that article today in this morning's paper regarding the standardized testing, one of the things I got out of that was it has to be a balance. The resources for the time to be tested need to be weighed against how does this testing not inhibit the teachers from conveying the curriculum that they need to convey. That's critical, and that's a tough question. The tests won't go away. We all know that. So what is the direct impact on both the student and the school from that testing? You know, keep them limited and keep them consistent through this coming years, too. They do have some value. I mean, that's done. And in terms of the opt-out rate, my feeling on that is if we are going to follow these tests and use them for meaningful results, we need to have the participation rates increase. And the reason is purely so we can have more confidence in those results. And we can document the exact change in growth. I mean, folks from statistics will tell you that if you have a certain lower participation rate, your metrics and your information will be much less and be more difficult to decipher and can cause more question. But since some of these testing results can be used for reallocation of resources or figuring out if we need attainable goals, they need to be solid. So if we're going to do this, I encourage the participation rates to be high.
That's Dean Vlahos, and we'll go to Raj Rawat. As a school board member, how would you deal with the standardized test, particularly the high opt-out rate in Boulder Valley?
Okay. So this is a problem, and this debate is ongoing. It'll keep going between the states and the federal government. But I think too much focus on this for the school board is, again, once again, doing education wrong. We're getting caught up in the minutia. We need to monitor and sponsor the necessary legislative outreach to make sure that we get the right funding. But really, what are we talking about? We need to encourage students to be their level best. That's the point. When they do their level best and they're excited to show it, they will want to take the tests. Right now, they opt out. When parents know that their kids are doing extremely well and that the school funding depends on students participating in these tests, they will see that the participation rates go up. So what we need to do is reverse this chase. Let's stop chasing grades and participation and these minutiae little items. Let's train our children to be the level best, to drive from them what they're capable of doing, which we don't come close to touching today. So let's focus on education and forget about these little minutiae items for the time being and focus on more important things.
That's Raj Rawat. And we just have about 7 minutes left, so I'll ask our candidates to keep their answers as brief as possible for the next couple of questions. If you're elected, you will be on the school board when the teacher's contract comes up for discussion next spring. What will your priorities be? We'll start this time with Dean Vlahos.
I'm sorry, for the teacher contracts? Yes. The priorities will be to keep a collaborative approach instead of more of a collective bargaining type approach for that. I think it's important to engage all members that are have stakeholders in this, including the board, the BDEA, the Education Association, the teachers themselves, the administration, and other select groups from the community, including the parents, the community members, business folks that are involved with that, too, as some type of input needs to be obtained from everyone in that respect. But one of the things is for that process, we need to have, again, I'm going to use this word, of balance. Increasing teacher salaries, how does that fit within the entire budget? Okay, money that goes somewhere has to come from somewhere else. And so we need to make sure that we understand that if things are raised for salaries, how does that affect class size? Will that cause that to go up? Will it cause the offerings to go down? All of those facts need to be done within the entire budget arena.
That's Dean Vlahos. Raj Rawat, what would your priorities be if you were on the school board discussing the teacher's contract?
Okay. School district has to be about excellence. It's very simple. First, pay the teachers well so they're not distracted from teaching our children. Second, learn what tools they need to keep their knowledge sharp. Third, see that they're happy and that they're shielded from other distractions. In other words, if we give our teachers the space, the inspiration, and the opportunity to grow, then we will have the best schools possible. That's what we need to negotiate. Now, this is what needs to be enshrined in the contract. Yes, there needs to be accountability, but the contract needs to have more motivation and more rewards than it does reprimand. And so that's what I'd like to see. Yes, there should be balance, but we shouldn't get lost in the minutia. The idea is to free up the most important resource in our schools, and that is the teachers, and that's what the contract should reflect.
Donna Myers, what would your priorities be when the teachers' contract comes up for discussion next spring?
Yes, as I've said before, I worked many years. I just retired as a teacher, and I was most happy when a few years back our school board and through negotiations with the union supported the salary increase for the teachers. That was a happy moment in all of the teachers' lives, and I'm happy to say that we're one of the top paid, Boulder Valley is one of the top paid districts for teachers in the state of Colorado. But with that said, we have to work together as a group to develop a budget that's sustainable. The current budget projection models, if you look closely at them, show that we will have a budget deficit if we continue the trends that we are on. This is a challenge we'll have to address so we don't have to reduce our instructional services for our students. I liked what Dean had to say. None of the teachers in the district, people I'm in communication with all the time, we don't want our class sizes to increase. That's not what's best for students. We do want to pay teachers a wage where that they don't have to go out and work two jobs. I like what Raj said about teachers want to be proud of the work that they do and be paid for it and not have to go out and work a second job to support their family. So with that said, I think I can let you move on.
Thank you, Donna. Well, we are running very tight on time. So very briefly, there are some new charter proposals coming to the board in the coming years. If you could very briefly state your position on charter schools. We'll start with Raj this time.
So charters to me are forward scouts. They are lighthouses and they are laboratories to test. We need to have a collaborative approach with them so that we can learn what they do well, and bring them back into our big schools. Because they're small, because the parents are dedicated, they're involved, they're diligent, they have an opportunity to try out new ideas. And so I think the charters should be integrated into the part of the BVSD strategy where we work in a symbiotic relationship.
Donna Myers, what would your position be on the charter schools?
I'm definitely for us having charter schools. I instructed many students in my years with the district that had they not had the opportunity for a charter school, they would have dropped out of school. We have charter schools in our district peak to peak, BCSIS, Summit. We have the focus schools, New Vista, Ryan Elementary, Pioneer. Those are needed schools, but our board has to oversee some of what the outcomes are and adjust which charter schools are approved for our district. So I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to stop there.
Okay, Dean Vlahos, your position.
Yeah, I agree that charter schools, they definitely have an important presence in BVSD, and they maintain that high standard comparable with the other forms of schools, such as the focus schools, the neighborhood schools, alternative schools, etc. So it's important, though, for the existing charter schools to maintain their independence, primarily be not-for-profit, have that transparency and accountability to all the district supporters. And we do need to be aware that for new charter school applications, they have to be carefully and deliberately considered by the school board, again, in fact, in light of the issues that we're facing with reallocations of funding and for all supports and services.
That's Dean Vlahos. As we finish up, if you had a question you would like to ask your fellow candidates, what would that be? Donna Myers, what would you like to ask Raj and Dean?
How will you address closing the achievement gap?
Dean Vlahos.
In terms of the achievement gap, again, as I mentioned earlier, it's to lift up the bottom with that, too. It's within the budget framework, we have to provide those resources and services for the students that need to be pulled up from the bottom. Now, we also have to realize when things don't work, change it and fix that, too. Have the metrics and give the teachers the resources that it can use to be able to bring that up.
Raj Rawat, how would you close the achievement gap?
Again, like I said, we're chasing the wrong kinds of things. What we need to chase is the excellence that already sits inside each of our students. If it were providing resources and other things than those kids who sit in India, Malaysia, and Singapore would not be reaching the top. We need to figure out how to get inside and reach the inner core of our students so then they can themselves ignite their passion for learning, for excellence, and rising to the top. And that's what we've got to do.
Dean Vlahos, what question would you like to ask the fellow candidates?
Yes, as I was stating a little bit earlier, I'm sorry, I would like to, you know, go through some of the process that my friends here would use to decide the funding. We saw this last spring, in essence, for issue of dyslexia that came up for students with that, and the impassioned parents that basically had a need met there. But there's several needs of the district. How do we do that? How do we make those decisions?
Donna Myers, what would your answer be?
Well, I think we have to dig deep into our pockets and decide on where our resources are going. Sometimes some of our resources right now, if you look at the budget analysis, and I'm sorry to say that the book is over an inch thick and it takes a lot of work to look through that. But if you look through it, you'll see that some of our, whether you call it slush fund money or money, is going to public relations. And I did have an elderly member of our community tell me the other day that every time she sees an advertisement for our logo on signs on cars, that's money that's not being used in the classroom. I think we can find money, just like the parents of the students with the dyslexia came forward. And at first they were told no money, no money, no money. Well, lo and behold, we were able to find some of that money. I think we, as the board members and the budget people, have to look deep into where are we spending our money and how can we appropriately use that so that our students can have better and more successful outcomes.
Raj Rawat, how would you answer that question?
We need to step back. This is, you know, we're doing education wrong. The reason why we have some of these issues, and really big issues, is because we're fragmented. Communities are not involved. Parents are not involved. They don't feel like they can talk to the school board. They feel like the school board is this highfalutin body where they come up and they're looked down upon by arrogant people. They're not arrogant, but that's how they feel. And so to bring them in, we need empathy. We need compassion. We need listening on the board. And then we'll be able to do more of the kinds of things that Donna just spoke about, is we found the money for the right things. So if we have compassion on the board and we listen, many of these things will get fixed.
Well, Raj Rawat, what would your question be to your fellow candidates?
What may I do to help them?
Dean Vlahos, would you like to answer that?
Well, Raj, I know in our conversations together, I appreciate your passion. And I would ask for that to be continued through our dialogues. One thing that I've learned just from talking with you is that it's important as board members to commit their time, their energy, and their presence in this commitment. And that's something I would endeavor to do.
Donna Myers, what's your answer?
I'm always impressed when Raj speaks, and I totally appreciate the encouragement that he offers to us and to the teachers and to the district. And he is very inspirational, and I admire what he brings to us for us to consider. So you've already helped me, Raj, in just the encouraging words that you give to me and our district.
Well, thank you all. I'd like to invite you all to make a very brief closing statement, and please do give out any contact information so listeners can find out more about your campaign. Raj Rawat.
I'm running because I am an immigrant. I bring a lot of color to this board. I work for a red company, Xerox. I work for a blue company, IBM. I work all around the world. My family owns a company. I have a patent. All of these things happened because I had amazing American mentors who took charge of me when I was 20 years old. I'm 60 now. I'd like to bring all of that learning into the service of our schools. And school is where culture is built. So I'd like to give back.
Is there a website or contact info for you?
RajRawat.com.
We link to that at kgnu.org. Donna Myers, your closing statement with contact info, please.
Yes, you can go to my website at MyersForBVSD.com, and that will lead you to a lot of my qualifications. But I was raised in a very impoverished family, six children. I could go on and on about how I lifted myself up, but it was through education. I'm very passionate about education. I've taught special education for years and years. I've reviewed and presented curriculum for adoption in our school district. I've led professional development. I've been involved in trainings with the Colorado Department of Education. I still hold my Director of Special Education license and my teaching license. I've presented at conferences. I've been on teams to hire top administrators. I have the experience, knowledge, and expertise it takes and can bring a new perspective to this board, an educator's perspective that I think is needed.
We'll link to that website as well. And lastly, Dean Vlahos, a closing statement and contact info.
My closing statement is thank you. It's thank you to my friends here. Donna, thank you for your service as an educator. And again, Raj, for your passion. It's a thank you for those folks that are supporting me in this effort, which is important as education is foundational. And the community, I want to thank them, too, for being interested. The listeners, you've heard many things from three different people here. Participate. Please vote. For one of us, obviously. I mean, be involved in the election. Ask us questions. I would love to listen, and I would love to learn from this community, too. And I appreciate the opportunity to do that. I do have a website. It's vlahos4bvsdschoolboard.com. But all of our contact information in terms of emails can also be found on the district's website under the candidates, too.
We'll also link to that at kgnu.org. I'd like to thank our three candidates, Raj Rawat, Dean Vlahos, and Donna Myers. Thank you all very much. Please do find out more about all of the candidate and the ballot issues facing Boulder voters at kgnu.org. Thank you so much.